Welcome back to the Daily Football Show. Tom Hiddier from Central Coast Mariners joining Mark Van Aken, Adrian Beaker-Horton and Joel Frucci here on the show. Welcome to Australia, mate.
Thanks for having me. It's a beautiful country, so it's perfect.
Mate, you've, look, the Mariners, not exactly the most popular team, I guess, in the A-League, but a beautiful part of the world to end up in.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be here, and not the most popular club. For me, it's a really good club, and yeah, I'm looking forward to start the season, but yeah.
They might become one of the most popular clubs, Tom, because the off-field recruitment that we've seen from Paulo Ocon and his coaching staff has been magnificent. I know Joel's going to get to a few questions. He was at the closed session, or game rather, against Melbourne Victory on Wednesday. But you're building a really impressive squad all of a sudden, and you know Mark makes the point about not being the most popular, but the Central Coast, you look at them on paper, mate, you guys have got a really good opportunity of playing finals this season if you analyse your squad opposed to all the other ones.
Yeah, I think so. And from the beginning, Paulo wants to play from the back. And that's the players he picked. I want to play football. So I think that's a good thing. In the A-League, maybe not every team won that. And we're starting it at the beginning of the season. And it's, yeah, till now, and it's going very well. So, yeah, we are really happy.
Thomas, Joel here. I was lucky enough to watch you guys in action against Melbourne Victory at Amy Park on Wednesday, and I was really impressed by your midfield partnership with Voort Brummer, your countryman. Can you tell us, for the fans that don't know a lot about you, can you tell us a little bit about what kind of player you are and I guess what kind of attributes you think you'll bring to this Mariners team?
Yeah, I think I'm a player who really needs the ball to make a difference. I'm creative. I can have a good pass, and that are my strong things. I'm a little bit small, but I can be aggressive. Yeah, I can be aggressive also. But my best thing for me is to have the ball and to make the good decisions on the ball.
With Voort in midfield, he's obviously very experienced as well, like yourself, in the Netherlands. And it is a very young Mariners squad that you two have come into. So do you feel as though with all your experience from the Netherlands, you can really bring that to this Mariners team and really help some of these young players like Liam Rose, for example?
Yeah, I think so. Me, I would have played a lot of games in Holland, from the Netherlands. And we would like to bring experience over in the trainings and in the matches to the young people. And especially Liam Rose is a very, very talented player. And we see it on the training pitch. And I think now we have to show it in the games. So in the training, it's already really good from the young guys. But now they have to show it in the games. But we're working on it, and yeah, it's going really well.
Now, of course, you spent a lot of time at Groningen in Nederland. My boys, Vitesse Arnhem. How hard were they to play against?
Oh, Vitesse Arnhem. They're hard always to play against.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a little bit strange because that stadium, the roof, you can close it. So sometimes it's raining in Holland all the time.
Of course.
So when we play that, the roof is closed, and it's a strange feeling to play. But it's a good team, yeah.
Mark, you need to explain yourself a bit better. You have a similar background to Tom.
Well, I believe, Tom, you and I both have Dutch-Indonesian heritage, I believe. Is that right?
Indonesian, yeah.
Yeah, my dad was actually born in Indonesia. And my Omar was from Indonesia as well. So,
all right.
Similar heritage, although I'm very, very white, I've got to say. People don't believe me when I say I'm Indonesian.
Oh, that's bad.
And different footballing pedigree, I would have thought as well, Van.
Yeah, you might be better at football than me, Tom.
I think so.
Good stuff. So the expectations for the season, I mean, how did it even come about? How does someone from Holland decide to come and play for the Central Coast Mariners in the A-League?
Yeah, that's everyone's asking me that. I want to go for an adventure. And in the winter break in Holland, in January, I already can come to the Mariners.
Okay.
And I cannot leave from my club, from Groningen. So after 5 months, when the season finished, I was out of contract. And I had some contacts with Paulo. And he asked me to join him. And I just say straight, yes, I come. I didn't know nothing about the A-League or about the Mariners. I just was an hour from Sydney, and yeah, that's what I knew. So my choice based was on that and on Paolo's vision to play football. So.
It must be amazing, Tom, when you arrive at Central Coast Stadium, where I know you don't train there, but have you seen the stadium and the fact it's got no grandstand behind one goal, but palm trees and the ocean, basically?
Yeah. When I saw it the first time in real life, it was amazing. And but I think in summer it can be really warm over here. So after the game, we can have a dive in the sea there. So that's good.
Not for sure. Sorry.
Oh, sorry, Mike.
Not sure.
Tom, with obviously it's still in pre-season, and there has been a few games for you to get accustomed to, I guess, the pace of the league with the FFA Cup and also some of the pre-season friendlies. So what have you made of the speed and the tempo and the physicality of the A-League so far?
I think the tempo is really is higher than Europe.
Whoa.
Because there's a lot of transition.
Okay.
There's transition to transition to transition. In Holland, it's more technical. You wait, you build a plan, and then you go. And here is, sometimes it's almost suicide. You just kick the ball and run to everywhere. So I think the tempo here is higher. But in Holland, it's more technical. So I think the players are there a bit smarter. So, yeah.
That's a massive endorsement for our competition here, and we often try to compare it to different leagues. Oh, no, in some ways it is. Is it also the fact that, and I know a lot of foreigners have brought this up before, that it's a lot more physical than other leagues? There is a bit of bash and crash to it. Have you felt that in training, that the players are a little bit stronger in the tackle than perhaps they were back in the Netherlands?
Definitely. Not especially in the training, but more in the games.
Yeah.
Yeah, some when the ball is between in the space, then they tackle really hard. And that's something we have to carry about. I don't want to say that, but you have to take care about. So then we have to tackle also hard. So that's one thing we need to practice then.
Hey, Tom, when you said that Paolo Ocon had networks with you back in the Netherlands, of course, played in Belgium himself. I know it's a different country, but is that his network that's back there that led you towards Central Coast?
No, I don't think so. Was my manager knows something. Okay. My manager has a connection in Australia, and that's why, I don't know exactly how it went, but, my manager had a connection in Australia, so it went on. So.
Okay. And last thing, mate, Shokamal. No Shokamal in Australia, mate.
No.
It's so upsetting.
Shokamal's so good, so I'm missing it. I'm eating Nutella now.
What is Shokamal?
Shokamal is chocolate milk. In the Dutch chocolate milk,
oh, really?
Shokamal is, and CSML, as they call it in Belgium, where, of course, Paul Ocon played. Man, it's so good. You can't compare a Breaker or a Big M to Shokamal.
Is this true, Tom?
Yeah, it's true. It's the best. If you taste that, you don't want anything else.
You never go back. Well, can you get it? Can you order it from there?
No, because Australia has very strict quarantine laws.
Really?
Milk, funnily enough. So no.
Oh, no. This is disappointing.
Because there are, Tom, in Melbourne, there's a couple of Dutch stores, but they can't. They bring in the croquettes. They bring in all sorts of stuff, but not the shocker, unfortunately.
Yeah, we'll get him in.
When you play the Victory or Melbourne City, I'll sort you out, but unfortunately not the Shokamal.
Yeah. All right,
good stuff. Hey, Tom, thanks for your time, mate.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
No problems at all. Let's take a break on the other side. Crofts quiz.